Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T, Sauls, S-A-U-L-S, 91649. Today is 11:10. Our patient is a 76-year-old gentleman. He's being seen today for face-to-face evaluation, period. The results of this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Gilbert is 75 years old. He's on hospice, currently with Parkinson's disease, period. He also has multiple other issues and problems. First of all, he has a chronic Foley catheter, hypertension, BPH, DJD, knee pain, leg pain, HLD, AKI, chronic UTIs, history of diplopia related to multiple sclerosis, history of multiple sclerosis, atonic bladder related to multiple sclerosis requiring Foley catheter, tremors, facial numbness, and lower and upper extremity numbness, period. He's also in pain because of cervical stenosis in the cervical region, spinal stenosis, causing difficulty with walking, period. Patient was able to use a walker and has not been able to do so at this time, period. He required hospitalization for almost a month with history of MS flare-up, required IV steroids, period. Patient at that time lost 14 pounds and has since then become total completely bedbound and a total assist. He requires help to be placed in the wheelchair, period. Patient is eating about 40% of his meals. Hence the reason for the weight loss. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. His PPS is 40%. He has pain in his lower extremities, treated with baclofen to help him with his pain, period. His weight loss has caused a drop in his LMAC to 28 centimeter. He has muscle wasting in the lower extremity, upper extremity, as well as temporal region, period. He did have an episode where he had swelling in his left elbow, which resolved slowly without any antibiotics, most likely consistent with pseudogout after a prolonged hospitalization, period. When asked about eating, he says he's eating a lot less. One reason is because it takes him a lot longer to eat. Somebody has to help him with eating, and he has choking episodes, which doesn't want him to eat. The choking episodes are related to his dysphagia and related to his worsening Parkinsonism, period. Patient has had decreased skin turgor because of his decreased appetite. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for Mr. Gilbert and remains hospice appropriate with most likely less than 6 months to live. Thank you.